Good.
Bring it forward.
Zulu
name. Yeah, using fake.
Fake account, right? Okay. With the church.
I using
fake Kanisa.
Windows.
So not building the church.
If you think about Kanisa,
we are not building our building.
What does this have with Jabe? It's Zimbe
Jabe. Only to build more better. Get to be more comfortable when we are here.
In our building,
which is in the
church, we are
the church.
Amen.
So let me recommend my brother to come and take us deeper.
Go finish with me. Go straight to where you are. Your mind is. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank
Amen. We thank God for the morning session, the first session. Hallelujah. We trust God that this session will be greater. Hallelujah. God said, let us make man in our own image. And said, let him have dominion over the birds of the air, over the beasts of the field, over the fishes in the sea, and over the creeping things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We started by saying that these animals represent spirits. Hallelujah. We said in Romans chapter 1 that God says that invisible things of God can be understood by the visible. Hallelujah. So when we see animals in the Bible, they represent spirits and natures in us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're speaking about the birds, and we're saying that they are spirits that have to do with the mind. Spirits of deception, spirits of pride and arrogance, high-mindedness. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. These things that make men puffed up and that deceive men, God says we must have dominion over them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somewhere in Luke chapter 9, verse 58. Now, a man came to Jesus and said, I want to know where you live. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to go home with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus said something very, very peculiar. He said, foxes have holes. Hallelujah. Birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. What was he talking about? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Was he saying he did not have a physical house? Of course he had a house where he lived. Praise the name of the Lord. He had a house where he was living physically. Because there was another time a man said, I want to go with you. And he said, come. The man came and spent some days with him. But he was speaking something much more spiritual. Hallelujah. The man was asking Jesus, where is your house? Hallelujah. And Jesus was looking at his house. Hallelujah. God's house was asking God, where is your house? I don't know if you catch that. Hallelujah. God's house is asking God, where is your house? In other words, God's house did not know that he was God's house where God was supposed to live. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus told him something very interesting. He said, the birds of the air are occupying my house. Foxes are occupying my house. And the owner of the house does not have space in his own house. Because other things are occupying my house. Hallelujah. God will drive the birds out. He will drive the foxes out. So that he can occupy his house. Hallelujah. A lot of us do not know that we are God's house. Where does God live? Hallelujah. So where does God live? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to occupy his house. But those birds must get out. Those foul birds must get out. Those foxes must go. Hallelujah. Drive out the foxes. Drive out the birds. So the Son of Man can lay his head in his own house. Hallelujah. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You remember the story of Jacob? Jacob was fleeing from his brother Esau. And he came to a place. And he took one of the stones and laid his head. Hallelujah. That night he had a vision. Hallelujah. He said, I didn't even know that this is the house of God.
Did
you have a vision today? Hallelujah. He said, I didn't know that this is the house of God. Hallelujah. The stone where he laid his head. The Son of Man is looking for that stone. Where he can lay his head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must drag the birds out. Hallelujah. Pride must go. Arrogance must go. Deception must go. Hallelujah. So that the owner of the house can occupy
it.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to give you some scriptures. Come on and read them. We spoke about Genesis chapter 40. Verse 17. That was Abraham.
Abraham
driving out the birds. Driving away the birds.
Yes.
2 Samuel chapter
21.
Verse 10. That was a woman named Rispa. Hallelujah. Driving away the birds. Praise the name of the Lord. Rispa was a concubine of Saul. And the time came when God judged the house of Saul. He sinned. Remember, breaking the covenant. The sons of Saul were killed. Hallelujah. And she took a mat and stayed and watched their bodies and made sure that the birds did not eat those bodies. We also can be our brother's keeper. Hallelujah. We can watch over one another. Praise the name of the Lord. So that these spirits do not find places for God in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one and to occupy our soul and dominate our personality. Praise the name of the Lord. Drive them out.
Do you know for me?
Hallelujah. Somewhere in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 27. Hallelujah. God was speaking about a house that is full of disease. He says, and the cage is full of birds. So are the houses of something people like, you know, full of shit. These are spirits of deception. You know, we don't know. It's important not to be a
deceitful
person. He ought not to be deceived either. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we continue talking about this matter.
I believe
we have talked enough about the birds of the air. The second category is the beasts of the field. Hallelujah. The wild beasts. If you take time to look through your Bible, you will find that God has a lot to say about wild beasts. A lot to say about wild beasts. Sometimes it will cause wild beasts to divide the
top
of the
land.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now there's something very interesting we find in the book of Genesis.
Praise
the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Joseph's brethren sold him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Now, first of all, let me say that this beast speak about things that have to do with our emotions.
Anger,
jealousy, malice, envy. When a person's heart is dominated by anger or envy, this wild beast is varying. Hallelujah. These spirits are feeding upon your soul. Hallelujah. We were one time in a ceremony, and there was this lady who was the pastor of the church. She is very anointed. But she has a problem with anger. Then he
makes you feel
when she gets angry. Better stay away from her. Now she's born again. But anything around her that time can become a dangerous weapon. Hallelujah.
Mm.
One day she came back to her house, and the husband had changed his blinds in the house. She became angry. Was so angry. She fainted. Hallelujah. She fainted. Her pastor had to come and start fanning her. When you are angry, you lose energy. Hallelujah. Certain things are drawing life from you. Hallelujah. As a scripture I'm going to show you, God gave instruction to the children of Israel.
See,
when you are bringing an offering to me, don't bring an animal that has been torn by wild beasts. I don't know if anybody has read that in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Now
read that in your Bible. It's an animal that has been torn by wild beasts. Don't offer it to me. What does it mean for an animal to be torn by wild beasts? We're talking about spirits of bitterness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
when you are doing something, if I'm ministering the word, hallelujah,
yes.
And I have a bitterness against my brother, the Lord says I should go, isn't it? I should ask my brother, right? Praise the name of God. Before I bring the offering, as far as God is concerned, that offering is not acceptable because it is born out of bitterness. And they went to their father. And said, why is this
happening?
Hallelujah. They were actually speaking the truth. But they were speaking spiritually. Hallelujah. They were saying, the wild beast had devoured him. Acts of the Apostles chapter 10. Let us get that clearly. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts of the Apostles chapter 10. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we're going to read from verse 9. Okay. We're going to see something very interesting.
All right.
From verse 9 to verse 16.
Our nga osawa eyomukaga n'alumwa enjala n'ayagala okulya ye bwe baali nga bajula omwoyo gwe ne guwanyisibwa n'alaba eggulu nga libikuse ekintu ekimukkira ne kifaanana essuuka ennene nga kikwatiddwa ku birenge ebina okusibwa ekisibwa wansi omwali ebisolo byonna ebirina amagulu ana n'ebyekulula ebyensi n'ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga eddoboozi ne liggira nga lyogera nti golokoka Petero osale olye naye Petero n'agamba nti nedda kama wange kubanga sirya nga kya muzizo newankubadde ekibi eddoboozi nate ne lijja lyali omulundi ogwokubiri nti Katonda bye yalongoosa tobifuula nga ggwe bya muzizo ekiba bwe kityo emirundi esatu amangu ago ekintu ekitwalibwa mu ggulu.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Now read verse 28. Adam, you are the problem. You know, I'm going to go to the government. 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 I'm going to go to the
government.
Hallelujah.
Is that a little
girl?
Hallelujah. Now, Peter had a vision. Now, God was about to open the door of the gospel to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. I want you to follow this one carefully. God was about to open the door of the gospel to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. And was praying. And then he fell into a trance. Hallelujah. And he saw a great sheet or curtain being brought up from heaven. He had four corners.
Ngeliko esonda nya.
He had four corners.
Ngelina esonda nya.
Four speaks about the soul of man.
Wakati wayogeze esonda nya, abayogera ku mbembe y'omuntu. Esonda nya.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
He was tied with four corners.
Yali esibiddwa emirundi ena.
Look at the tabernacle.
Ebotulya ku tabernacle.
Every altar had four corners.
Buli tabernacle yonna yamalako n'esonda nya.
Your mind.
Emotion,
desire,
your
will.
No,
here we see four corners again. If I looked into this,
he
saw four types of creatures.
He
saw birds of the air.
He
saw beasts of the field.
He
saw creeping things.
He
saw what? Fishes, right? Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together? And then the voice came to him. He said, rise, Peter.
Kill
and eat.
Amen.
Peter said, no. Nothing unclean has ever entered my mouth. Hallelujah. And God spoke to Peter. What God has cleansed, don't call unclean. This has happened how many times? Three times, right? And then the sheep was taken back to heaven. Now, in verse 28, Peter began to interpret this vision. Hallelujah. He said, you know it is unlawful
for a
man that is of a Jew to keep company, to have fellowship. Hallelujah. The one who is not a Jew. But God has shown me that I should not call any man uncommon or unclean. Hallelujah. So when you see these creatures,
we're
speaking about human beings. Is that clear? Very clear. All these things we are talking about have to go with our personality. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, there are certain ministries we should not partake of. Hallelujah. If a man's life is not right, no matter the miracle of God, don't receive ministry from him. Hallelujah. Come together. If a man is not living right, do you know why? The minister spirits one to another.
Hallelujah.
If Brother Wilson,
or Wilson,
an adulterer, and
he's
not his ministry,
no, he
will receive that spirit of God. Hallelujah. God designed that we should influence one another.
Christ
in you. Hallelujah. That's why there are clean animals.
Sorry. Amen.
Amen.
And there are unclean animals.
Praise
the name of the Lord. Paul said that don't keep company with a man who is a fornicator, who calls himself a brother. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see Joseph His brother saying, a wild beast had devoured him. But they were the wild beasts. It was their hatred. You know, the Bible said that whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Hallelujah. So these things we see have to do with our personality. I want to show another scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I will say this before we continue. 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39, I believe. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll just read verse 39. Just read verse 39. Yes.
Enyama yonna si nyama emu, naye endala ya bantu. N'endala ya nsolo, n'endala ya nyonyi, n'endala ya binyanja.
Praise the name of the Lord. It says, all flesh is not the same flesh. Hallelujah. There is one flesh of men, another of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. It means that our problems are not the same. Hallelujah. Your problem may not be my problem. Hallelujah. Your weakness may not be my weakness. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But God wants to make an end of all flesh. Hallelujah. God wants to make an end of all flesh. Whether it is of fishes, of birds, of creeping things, of men, God wants to terminate it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A time came in the history of man when all flesh had corrupted itself before God. And God says, I will destroy all flesh. I am going to raise a flood of water. Hallelujah. As it was in the days of Noah, so it's going to be at this time. What is God doing? God is causing rain to fall. Hallelujah. As this word is coming to you, God is releasing a word, a rain and a flood. The flood is rising. As we hear the word is rising, it's consuming all flesh. Hallelujah. This word can cover our soul. It says that the earth shall be covered with the knowledge of the glory of God, as the water covered the sea. In the scriptures, earth represents your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the world continues to rise, God is covering your soul. He said all these creatures, they will die. Hallelujah. Until all in whose flesh, whose nostrils there's breath, they all perished. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God can bring deliverance to your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we are talking about the beasts, foxes dwelling in God's house, eating up the vine. Hallelujah. Those little foxes, God must drive them out. Hallelujah. Because they eat up the vine. They are destroying God's vineyards. Hallelujah. God wants to terminate them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. the third category of creatures there are the creeping things. Hallelujah. In Leviticus chapter 11, God gave certain instructions. You need to take time to read out the whole of Leviticus 11. Hallelujah. It deals a lot with creeping things. But one important thing God said in Leviticus 11, He says, whatsoever goeth on its belly is an abomination to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What does it mean for a creature to walk on its belly? It means that a man is controlled by his appetite. He is controlled by his desires. He has no control over his desire. But his desire controls him. Paul said that there are certain men whose God is their belly, who mind earthly things. From such men, turn away. Don't eat of them. Hallelujah. Said their God is their belly. These men move on their belly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These ones, he says to the serpent, upon your belly you shall crawl. Hallelujah. And dust you shall eat. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, these men, they glory in their shame. The things they should be ashamed of is what they are boasting about. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of the serpent is in the belly. Hallelujah. When you fast and deny your belly, hallelujah, you break the power of the serpent. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, you deny the belly and the serpent becomes weak. Hallelujah. Jesus said, these ones, they go not out. These spirits do not go out except by prayer and by fasting. Their power is in the belly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, these creatures that walk on their belly, that is the way they walk. They walk like this. They walk like this. Their ways are not straight. Have you seen any man like that before? From such men, turn away. Hallelujah. Their ways are crooked. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know how you call it here, but we have people like that in Nigeria. Their ways are like this. They carry Bible, but their ways are like this. Hallelujah. There's another thing you're going to notice about these creeping things. They have two tongues like this. Hallelujah. They have double tongue. Praise the name of the Lord. Most those creatures have double tongue. They are saying one thing with this side. They are saying another thing with this side. When you catch it, they say, no, it's this one. The next minute they say, it's this one. Paul said, an elder must not be double tongued. Your yes must be your yes. Your no must be your no. Don't eat creeping things. Hallelujah. That must be not be our nature. Hallelujah. If you are here and you have a problem with telling the truth, hallelujah, the word of the Lord can set you free. Hallelujah. You must have dominion over these creeping things. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. These are the natures in the soul of a man. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And finally, we talk about the fishes in the sea. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
This speak about our desires. Hallelujah. This speak about sins of sexual uncleanness. Fornication, lasciviousness, immorality, adultery. Hallelujah. They are represented by fishes in the sea. I'm sure you know what is called Mami water spirit. Do you have it in Uganda here? Hallelujah. This is water spirit. Hallelujah. In Nigeria we call it Mami water. It's half man, half fish. Hallelujah. Spirit of Dagon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the major characteristics of that spirit is sexual uncleanness. Sexual uncleanness. Sexual promiscuity. Hallelujah. And HIV. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes you see these spirits ruling over nations. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God wants us to begin to overcome those things. Church in Uganda must rise up. Hallelujah. And begin to break the power of these spirits over the people of God. Over the land. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sent Jonah on an assignment. But Jonah had his own program. Hallelujah. And he decided to follow his own program. Hallelujah. Tarshish in the Bible speak about our appetites. There were ships of Tarshish. He speaks about people who make merchandise. Tarshish was a center of commerce. Ships would go to Tarshish and buy many goods and come back and sell. God wanted Jonah to preach the gospel. Jonah wanted to do business. Hallelujah. He joined the ship to go to Tarshish. Hallelujah. And God overturned that ship. And God prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Hallelujah. Jonah prayed inside the belly of the fish. You know what Jonah said? I am in the belly of hell. What happened? God gave him over to his desire. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 1, verse 23, he said, because they refused to retain God as God, they had the knowledge of God, but they refused to give God a priority in their life. God gave them over to the desires of their hearts. Men began to sleep with men. Women began to sleep with women. They began to walk all manner of uncleanness in their body. And God said they received in their own body the judgment for their sins. Hallelujah. These spirits must not have dominion over us. Hallelujah. In certain African cultures, sexual immorality is tolerated and accommodated. The church must rise and show them God's standard. The church must rise up and not submit to the culture. The church must reveal the righteousness of God to the nations. We must show them what is acceptable of God. We must show them what God wants. Hallelujah. We must overcome the fishes of the sea. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When God created man, he had a mind, an overcomer, who will overcome his environment. When Jesus said, I will build my church, he said, the gates of hell must not prevail over this church. Hallelujah. The church is to be an overcoming church. We must overcome our environment. Every nation has spirits that dominate that nation. If God has made you a Christian in Uganda, he's equipping you to overcome the spirits that rule Uganda. Hallelujah. When we pass through different nations, when we go through the different countries in Africa, we see, as you, when you open up the television, after 30 minutes, 1 hour, you can tell the kind of spirit that is dominating that nation. Hallelujah. But where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. If God has made you a Christian here, he has put something within you to overcome this environment and to shine. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I pray with all my heart, brethren, that God begins to open our eyes to see what he's doing. The salvation of God that has come into your spirit must begin to come into your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God created man, he prepared the soul of man to be his dwelling place, to set his throne in the midst of your soul. But when man sinned against God, the glory of God vacated and foxes came in, foul birds came in, they began to dominate man's soul, and man began to behave like those spirits. Hallelujah. Man began to express the nature of these spirits. The soul of man is a dwelling place for spirits. Whatever spirit is occupying your soul, that is what you express. Hallelujah. So when you come across different nations, they have different characteristics. You come to certain countries, they are very aggressive. Nigerians are very aggressive. Hallelujah. They are very bold people. They fear nobody. And they are very intelligent people. But they can also do like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the bad part of them. The other part of them is that they can be mighty people. Mighty in spirit. I have seen something similar in Uganda. This country has a great potential to raise up mighty men for God. When you minister in different environments, the response of the people will tell you the potential they have. And there's a great potential in this land. Hallelujah. Even though the enemy has also set a stronghold here. Hallelujah. I noticed that the marriage institution in Uganda is not very strong. Hallelujah. You know, sexual relationships is something very casual here. Hallelujah. I just noticed that the men here feel that the women are things to be used. Hallelujah. God has to change that. That change has to start with the church. Hallelujah. As we present our bodies and our minds in living sacrifice, we are going to demonstrate unto all and sundry the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. That is the purpose of a church in this land. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I am thinking maybe I should slow down here. Praise the name of the Lord. Perhaps there may be questions. Hallelujah. Maybe we can take them. God bless you all. Amen.
I think we can take questions.
Yeah.
If there are no questions, you can relate the word that has come now to the tabernacle. I've drawn it. Okay. And make it more practical. So, as you
know. Okay. Can you
over there.
So if you continue using it
on the side of eatable things.
On the side of eatable things. Is it okay?
Yes, very okay. The word of God is in different dimensions. Hallelujah. The word of God is in different dimensions. There is a natural dimension. And there is a spiritual dimension. Hallelujah. There is a natural dimension, there is a spiritual dimension. Bible says it is first that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. So the natural dimension is also real and true. Hallelujah. So every animal that God has created is clean. That includes a snake. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Anything that you can eat comfortably, eat it. Praise the name of the Lord. God has cleansed all. Praise the name of the Lord. The law was a shadow. The reality is the spiritual, which is what we are talking about. Nothing that a man eats from outside can defile him. Hallelujah. No animal that you eat can defile you. The things that defile a man, they come from within him. Hallelujah. These are thoughts. Defilement is in your soul. It says murders. That includes hatred, bitterness, malice. You understand that? Envy. These things defile you. Anger. Lust. evil thoughts. These are the things that defile a man. But the things you eat naturally don't defile you. If you come to my country, there are certain foods that we eat that you don't eat here. You may not even like. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes in certain cultures, they say they don't eat these animals. Hallelujah. Christians must not submit to those things.
Because
we must demonstrate that in Christ, everything is clean. The reason why some of these animals are not eaten is because they are sacred to certain spirits. When you recognize that custom, you are submitting to that spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the devil rules this world through customs and traditions. In my place, where I come from in Nigeria, on certain days, you cannot marry. On certain days, you cannot bury. You understand that? Hallelujah. So these spirits try to regulate our lives. Say, don't eat this. Don't touch this. Don't handle this. And they say, that is the custom of my people. Who is your people? Hallelujah. Who do you belong to? We are the people of God. Our customs. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You see, when the children of Israel were in captivity, they were in a strange land. They were strangers and they were pilgrims. They maintained the law that God gave them. Hallelujah. Somebody reported them. He said, O king, there is a people among your kingdom. Their laws are different from your own. Their ways are different from your own. They don't obey your own laws. Hallelujah. That should be our testimony. That we are in this world, but we are not of this world. That is the only way that we can bring deliverance to this land. When you obey the Spirit, they have power over you. You cannot rebuke them. You cannot bind them because you are submitted to them. Hallelujah. The devil has made an image and is causing the whole world to worship that image. But we will not bow to that image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, brethren, we are free in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. To eat, God has cleansed, said he has pronounced everything unclean. Paul said, I'm convinced there's nothing unclean of itself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whatever your faith accommodates, eat it. Whatever your faith accommodates, eat it. Hallelujah. I've not eaten snake before. I've not eaten snake before. But I hear it's very sweet. I wish I could eat one. Hallelujah. The problem is where? In your mind. It's the things you have been told that is affecting your mind. The word of God has come to renew your mind. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
One time before, when I was in Australia, traveling for one couple that is about to meet Myanmar, meet.
Crocodile. Okay. Beautiful meat. Beautiful meat tastes very wonderful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, so sometimes this fear, they're imposed by spirits. But the spirit says, the crocodile is sacred to me. If you eat it, something will happen to you. As long as you walk under that fear, the devil has an influence over your life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Somebody has a question.
He was in the clan of here was the clans, and his clan was of a sheep. So there are people that they say that my clan is a sheep, so they don't touch, they don't eat it. Totem,
yes.
When he was in primary six. So at home they have cooked beans and meat. School. So they told him that if you take this meat, you're going to be allergic.
Okay. No, come on.
So I passed that I wanted to eat meat. So I tasted and I ate the meat. So all along I was waiting to see what happens. Nothing happened to me. From that time, I just took every meat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's the Amen. The bondage of the enemy. Yes.
You are telling us that we cut ourselves from some of the things. So question goes like this. We as Christians, if I have a member in my church, he has mother-in-law. So the custom is that you don't touch your mother-in-law in shaking hands, and you don't sit on the same side with your mother-in-law. So how do you have to serve out that image in the fellowship?
Hallelujah.
You have that strong fear.
Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free, and do not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. If you begin to go and submit to the customs of your people, you make the work that Christ has accomplished of no effect. Hallelujah. When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, He gave them His laws. He said, you are to be a peculiar people. Hallelujah. A different people. An unusual people. Different from all the nations of the earth. You are to be my people. Hallelujah. Now, you have a choice to make. If you want to be God's people, you have to go God's way. When God called the children of Israel, He wanted to change them completely. He gave them laws for everything. Even when they go to the toilet, it's in the Bible. Have you read that in your Bible before?
Yes.
He told them when they go to the toilet what they were to have to do, dig, finish, cover it. He wanted to affect every area of their lives. Jeremiah chapter 10 says, don't learn the customs of the people. The customs of the people are vain. Hallelujah. Say, don't learn the ways of the hidden. Hallelujah. He said, the ways of the hidden are vain. Deuteronomy chapter 7, Deuteronomy chapter 12, God told the children of Israel something. He says, when you come into the land that I will give you, hallelujah, that you will notice that the nations in that land worship other gods. Don't learn their ways. This is what you should do. Break down their altars. Destroy their altars. So that you don't copy their ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, these nations that Israel was occupied, who were they? These nations were us in our old nature. Before you became a Christian, you belonged to one tribe or the other. Hallelujah. You had your ways of life. You had things that were sacred to the gods that you served. But when you come into the land of promise, you become a new person in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things are passed away. The Bible tells us how young people, the men and the women, should relate. In purity, as brothers and sisters, that is what the Lord tells us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, greet one another with a holy kiss. That includes your in-law, your mother-in-law. Those walls of partition, Christ has broken them down. Don't raise them up again. Hallelujah. You see, when we walk like this, it will produce trouble. I'm sure you understand that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when those Hebrew children did not bow down to that image. Hallelujah. Now, that image is made by the prince of this world. He said everybody must conform to this
image.
Different nations.
So
when you hear this music, every tribe, every nation, all of you must bow down and worship. And this one said, we will not worship. So the king called them. Is it true that you will not bow down to this image? Tell me now. If you will bow down now, I will leave you. But if not, I'll put you into a fiery furnace. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Trouble came because they will not submit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something, brethren. If the church in this country does not rise up and defy these gods, we cannot bring deliverance to this land. Hallelujah. When we submit to these spirits, they become stronger and stronger. But when we resist them, they become weaker and weaker and weaker. People will now see that they have no power. Hallelujah. Everybody was afraid of the fiery furnace. Everybody in Babylon was afraid of that fiery furnace. Until some young men entered that furnace. Hallelujah. And they, everybody came to see this man over whom the fire had no power. Hallelujah. The man who took them inside the fire, the fire killed the man. All that the fire did to this young man was to release them from their, the things that tied them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The fire released them. Hallelujah. It is time for the church to arise. Uganda must begin to see a different people. The church in Uganda has not been able to stand because they have been submitting to this thing. Somebody needs to ask you, why are you living like this? And you tell me that Jesus has set me free. Hallelujah. He has redeemed me. In the book of Revelation chapter 5, there was a company of people. They were giving praise unto God. Hallelujah. He said, you have redeemed us. Hallelujah. You know what it means to redeem? To pay a price. Hallelujah. To release you from these things. I think it was Peter who said, he said, be aware that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from the vain conversation. You know what vain conversation means? It means a useless way of life that we receive by tradition from our fathers. The customs we receive from our fathers. The Bible says a useless way of life. It cannot give life to anybody. Hallelujah. You are redeemed from that tradition. Hallelujah. And if any time a man attempts to keep these traditions, he makes the word of no effect. The word becomes powerless. You speak it, but it has no power because you are combining it with your traditions. It says, come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father unto you. Light and darkness have nothing in common. Christ and Belial have nothing together. Hallelujah. So these people sang, they say, you have redeemed us by thy blood out of every tribe, out of every nation. Hallelujah. And you have made us priests and kings unto our God, and we shall reign with you on the earth. God told Abraham the same thing. Come out from your family. Come out from your kindred. Come out from your tribe. And I will make you a great nation. The church is a great nation. Hallelujah. And brethren, listen, it's very important. That image has been standing for a very long time. But we are at the final end of that image. At the fifth company. And the Lord is raising a stone that is cut without hands. Hallelujah. This stone is not cut by human hands. It's a church that is not founded by any man. It will smite this image. This image will crumble and fall. But this stone will begin to grow. This stone will begin to grow and become a great mountain that will fill the earth. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of the customs of the people. Hallelujah. The church is rising up. It will start like a small stone, but it will become a great mountain. Hallelujah. It will cover the whole earth. Praise the name of the Lord. So make up your mind to stand with the Lord. When you begin to stand with the Lord, trouble will rise up against you. It will not prevail over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church is to be an overcoming church.
Christ.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Many questions. Yes.
As we have had all this teaching, as we've had all that, if we put those things in practice and then I die, then if I have overcome, what will my spirit be like?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, God is preparing overcomers. Hallelujah. There are two categories. Praise the name of the Lord. There are those who have overcome in the different ages, who are in their graves waiting. Hallelujah. But there is a generation who will not die. Hallelujah. Are we together? I want to tell you something today. There is a people in this dispensation who will overcome death in this body. Hallelujah. But them and us will rise up together. Are we together? We are trusting God that the next visit to Uganda, we are going to talk about the overcomers. Hallelujah. It's not something that we can exhaust this period. Praise the name of the Lord. But we are going to, the next time we are coming, we will dwell on the overcomers. Those who overcome and the glory of the age to come. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter 12, say that the righteous shall shine as stars. There is a body that we have now, and there is a body that we are going to have. Hallelujah. The glory of this body is one. The glory of the other body is another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are an overcomer, God has prepared a glory for you. Hallelujah. Beyond even the average ordinary Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even in the house of God, that every man in his own order. That's what the Bible says, right? That we shall be raised up, every man in his own order. Corporals will come in their own order. Colonels will come in their own order. Generals will rise up in their own order. I want to be a general when I rise up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says that one star differed from another star in glory. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. One star will differ from another star in brightness. So shall it be in the resurrection. Hallelujah. So I want you to be encouraged. If the Lord brings us back, and we believe He will bring us back, we are going to talk about the sons of God. Hallelujah. So that you have a clear understanding what God is inviting you to. Many do not know what God is inviting them for. Hallelujah. When you stand for God, there's a level of glory that God will raise you up to. Hallelujah. Even in a family, there is a firstborn. The firstborn gets a double portion. Hallelujah. And the Hebrews tells us that the church of the firstborn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Joseph went through and overcame, hallelujah, do you know what happened? The father gave him two tribes in Israel. Instead of only one tribe, Joseph, he now had the tribe of Ephraim and the tribe of Manasseh. He got a double portion. You can get a double portion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joseph was raised up. Joseph was raised up. Reuben was the firstborn initially. Joseph overcame and became the firstborn. Hallelujah. God is inviting us into the church of the firstborn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel in my heart that we're coming back very soon to Uganda. Hallelujah. And I trust that we're also going to have enough time to talk about the church that Jesus has in mind.
Let's
talk about the sons that God is raising up. Hallelujah. It is not shillings and pounds. We're talking about glories of the age to come.
It's
the name of the Lord. What God intends to do in this body. When God changes this body, hallelujah, you will not recognize it. He says that not unto angels has God put in charge of the world to come. Hallelujah. This present world is under the administration of angels. But the world to come will be administered by overcomers. Sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you very much, you men, for teaching us the word of God. This is my question. In this generation where we are right now, we are a bit confused. Because we born again Christians, we are many and many churches. Some men say they are great men of God, they have big cars and big suits. They call people radios. Prophesy to them the problem they have. When they get to them, they will be over. Calling them like, come and we pray for you and you will be out of your problem. Some of these men, they come in our down in our villages to the neighboring churches. They are doing seminars and crusades, calling all, gathering all big gatherings. Come and we teach you. Then we have many different kinds of the born again sections. And many are many of them. They lay their hands on people. Even they ask money, certain amount of money.
So we who desire to walk in your in teaching us the footsteps of Jesus Christ, in this case which is rampant now, how can we do? I was feeling the fire within me when we were teaching, and I was feeling so fire of God. So we need to address that area. How do we do? Because many of our congregation have been taken by such a kind of preaching. They say, we are great men, I have a big car, come and I pray for you, I have a wife, I have a house, I've been to America, such a stuff. If you pay this amount and you want your visa, you want to get an American husband height, you just come to me for marriage, come to come. So I have a pain in my heart of all those things happening. Because it has pulled all our congregation today. Yeah, come out there.
Hallelujah. 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 Now, Jesus in Matthew chapter 24, when the disciples asked him about the signs of the time of the end, hallelujah, he said, take heed to yourself that no man deceive you. He says, many shall come in my name. He didn't say few. And shall deceive many. Hallelujah. So the majority is not right. Hallelujah. He said, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. I am Christo. The word Christo means the anointed one. They didn't say, I am Jesus. They didn't say, I am Jesus. Hallelujah. They say, I am the anointed one. I am the anointed one. I am the anointed one. Jesus said so. He said, don't go after them. Hallelujah. He said, go ye not after them. Hallelujah. Go ye not what? After them. He said that by their fruits. Said by their fruits you shall know them. He didn't say by the anointing, no. By their what? Their character. Their lifestyle. The gospel is free of charge. Hallelujah. The gospel is free of charge. Paul said, we are not of those who corrupt the word of God for best benefit. Hallelujah. He said, many seek their own interests, that they don't seek the interest of Christ. Christ has an interest. His interest is your soul. It's not your money. His interest is what? Your soul. Hallelujah. Your money is an act of worship. Hallelujah. Your money is an act of worship to God. It is the expression of gratitude to God. It is a way of acknowledging to God that everything I have belongs to you. One of the reasons why God asks us to give is because man's heart is attached to material things. He said, wherever a man's treasure is, there his heart will be. Hallelujah. When you take off your material things and give to God, it's actually supposed to be an offering of your heart unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's an expression of your love for God. David said, of that which you have given me, that's what I'm giving back to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this is nothing new. What he talked about is nothing new. This is the same thing in Nigeria. All over Africa, in Europe, in America, men have corrupted the word of God for personal gain. Hallelujah. When you read the Bible all through, Paul was warning about this man. Every letter he wrote, he warned about false apostles, messengers of Satan, transforming into angels of light. Praise the name of the Lord. He warned about them. They will always be more in number. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will always be more in number. There be few who are saved. This word that we are preaching to you, not everybody likes to hear it. It's not easy. But it takes a heart that wants to worship God to respond to this word. The crowd will always follow them. Paul said that they have itching ears. They will heap on themselves teachers who will tell them what they want to hear. Sometimes the gospel is not palatable to us. It can be very painful on us because it may be addressing something that you like very much, but God wants you to give that thing up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It takes faith and a love for God to give certain things up. Hallelujah. And God wants to know what is in your heart. This gospel will expose what is in your heart. This way that you are walking now will show what is in your heart. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, God spoke to the children of Israel. He said, remember the way I passed you through. It was a difficult way. It was a desert. It was full of serpents and scorpions. But I wanted to prove you. I wanted to know what is in your heart. God is going to prove you. Hallelujah. This Bible you're carrying, God will prove you. Hallelujah. When a man begins to walk with God, God will test you. He will raise up certain things that will give you opportunity to go back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Ruth began to follow Naomi, Naomi stopped and said, look, this place I'm going to, there's nothing there. I have no husband for you there. You know, many people come to church for husband. When they come into an assembly like this, they look around. They don't see any good one. They'll move to the next person. He said, I don't have husband for you. Papa said, I better go back. Hallelujah. And she went back. Oh, she cried. But she went back. Now he said, Ruth, won't you go back? He said, no, ma. Wherever you go, that is where I'm going. Your God will be my God. Your people shall be my people. Hallelujah. Where you die, that's where I want to die. If we want to follow Christ that way, we will do unto you exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask or even imagine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus will test you.
Yes.
This word you're hearing will test you. If you are coming to God for material things, you'll be disappointed. He will give you material things, but he will test your heart first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus was walking with the disciples, those two disciples on the way to Emmaus, and he began to speak to them. You know, they were so disappointed, they thought it was over. But when he began to speak, their hearts began to burn. When you hear this word, your heart will burn within you. There's a fire in this word. There's a fire in this word. Hallelujah. But he continued with him. At a point in time, he did as if he was going to continue. He was watching them. Hallelujah. To know what they would do. And he said, look, we want this fellowship to continue. We want to continue to hear this word. Please come and spend the night with us. Hallelujah. When they made that invitation, they entered another level. Hallelujah. It was there that he broke bread and their eyes were opened and they saw him. Hallelujah. God wants to give us a revelation of Jesus Christ. Initially, when he was preaching, they just saw a man. But the time came when they saw Christ. We will see Christ if we continue in this way. Hallelujah. So, you know, don't be distracted. There are all kinds of things around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your focus on the Lord and on the things you are hearing. You will enter into something that you never imagined before. This veil will be taken away and you will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I think the questions are ended.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bible says that every soul that sins will die.
Die.
Yeah. It is true.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking
that
we have different. You say the soul that sins, that's the soul that dies. That if that soul dies, does it mean that we don't have any hope to be alive again because we remain afresh? Or does he talk about dying there and then?
Oh, okay, I see. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Like I said, there are different kinds of death. We spoke about spiritual death. That was the death that came upon man. And every other death came as a result of spiritual death. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When man sinned, he died. First of all, he died spiritually. He was cut off from the life of God. Darkness fell upon him. Decay entered him. And he began to die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there is no intervention. Hallelujah. And the man dies without knowing the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. He is lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When a man is a Christian, praise the name of the Lord. He is a Christian because an offering has been made for him. Christ has paid a price for him and has become a substitute for him. Praise the name of the Lord. This man's sins are now charged to the account of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms speaks about it. He said, blessed is the man whose transgressions are covered. Hallelujah. To whom the Lord will not impute sin. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are born again, the price for your sins have been paid. Now, that includes sins past and future.
Now,
it's important that you understand this. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If a man is born again, when he sins, he should confess his sins before God. Hallelujah. He says, I write these things to you that you do not sin. But that if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That he is a propitiation for our sins. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? So if you're born again, Christ has washed your sins away. Hallelujah. And he's saying, go and sin no more. But if by any chance you sin, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to do what? To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus has paid the price for your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has paid a price for your soul. He has redeemed your soul. But you must not continue in sin. Now, it is important that a Christian realizes that. Because if you continue in sin, you begin to do injury to your soul. You begin to do damage to your conscience. There is something called a sin against the Holy Spirit. Now, this sin is not a particular sin that a Christian commits, but it's an attitude. Hallelujah. An attitude of hardening your heart. Hallelujah. He said, when God convicts you of a sin, don't harden your heart. Repent of that sin, confess it, and the Lord will forgive you. But if you continue to harden your heart, you can develop what is called a seared conscience. You become what is called a reprobate. You don't have any feelings again. There's no conviction for sin. Hallelujah. You have made of none effect the offering that Christ has made upon the cross. That's what you see in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. It says, if we continue in sin, after we have received the forgiveness of sins and the knowledge of God, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. but only a fearful expectation of judgment. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why as Christians, we must keep our hearts tender before the Lord. When the word of God comes to you, open your heart, allow the Lord to search your heart. If the Lord points at anything, deal with that thing immediately. And keep a tender heart before the Lord. The Lord will certainly see you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are people in the church today who have been indulging in sin and hiding it, and the Lord has been speaking about it. Hallelujah. God will make them castaways. Praise the name of the Lord. That matter is God's business with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But God has made a provision for your own soul. Hallelujah. He said, I have given you the blood. Leviticus chapter 17. It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you born again? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Walk with the Lord. Listen to his voice. If the Spirit of God convicts you, repent before the Lord. Hallelujah. And move on with the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who follow after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Do you understand that? If you keep walking with the Lord, as God speaks, you respond to him, there is no condemnation for you. You have passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. But we are also warned in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 about a group of people who came out of Egypt. Hallelujah. But with them, God was not well pleased with them, and he overthrew them in the wilderness. He said that thing is an example to us, that we should not follow after the things that they followed after. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's clear enough. Hallelujah. If you are born again and you are walking with the Lord, you have no fear. Hallelujah. Of sin, because Jesus has paid the price for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
I want to know, the Bible says we have to obey to our parents, but I refuse to go to funeral rites in the village. Have I done wrong that my name has been redacted on the earth?
So your what now? That my days have been okay. Hallelujah. It says honor your parents so that your days might be long. Praise to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. That's Ephesians, right? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord. Are we together? Your obedience to your parents must be in the Lord. It must be in accordance with the word of God. Hallelujah. For instance, Peter and John were brought before the Sanhedrin. They say, we have warned you to stop preaching this man. Peter said, judge for yourselves. Is this trying to obey God or to obey man? Hallelujah. Your parents are authority, but under Christ. Every authority comes from Christ. Every authority must represent Christ. If it is not representing Christ, then we have to obey God. Hallelujah. Certain funeral rites in Africa is a worship of the dead. It's a worship of our ancestors. And the living have no connection with the dead. God judged the children of Israel in the wilderness. He said, because they ate the sacrifices of the dead. Hallelujah. God is the final authority. Hallelujah. We must obey God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Just stand up and be
friends.
Let me leave this place.
Jesus. Hey.